Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Gabriel Attal has accused the far-right party, the Rassemblement National, of using the annual agricultural show to exploit farmers' anger and turn them against Europe. The Prime Minister said that the agricultural show was not a media, political or activist circus. Attal's comments came after the head of the RN, Jordan Bardella, made a surprise visit to the show that had not been scheduled in his official diary and even made a speech. Gabriel Attal was attending the anniversary dinner in honour of the 60th anniversary of the Salon d'Agriculture a few hours later. Emmanuel Macron has also pointed to the Rassemblement National figures Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella for being responsible for some of the more extreme protests during his visit to the agricultural show on Saturday. He admitted to newspaper Le Figaro that it was a mess while praising the main farming unions for trying to calm the situation as much as possible. The president said that he had had guarantees that everything would go a lot smoother over the next few days during upcoming visits from members of government. Tomorrow it will be the turn of Gabriel Attal. 2 years after the Russian offensive got underway in Ukraine, today a major conference will be held in Paris in support of Ukraine. 17 foreign heads of state and government, as well as ministerial representatives from four other countries, are expected at the Elysee Palace at 5 p.m. this afternoon. According to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have lost their lives since the conflict with Russia began. And finally, to rugby, and France's coach said that yesterday was a difficult moment for the national team, as they could only manage a 13-all draw with Italy in the Six Nations. France now has 15 days to get ready for the next match against Wales, playing away in Cardiff on March the 10th. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.